back in the 1950s, Buddy Guy was a young guitarist living in Louisiana. Like many others, he traveled north to Chicago, where the blues scene was thriving.
To meet Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and all those great guys, because that's why I came here, to get a day job and go watch them play at night.
And that's exactly what he did.
The beer was 25 cents a bottle when I came here, and when Muddy played, there wasn't no cover charge. The beer was 35 cents. So the 10 cents was for going for the band members, Muddy Waters and the band. And those were the greatest days of my life.
Baby, please don't go.
The blues made important stops in Memphis and St. Louis, but Chicago is where it really came alive in the middle of the last century. That's when musicians like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf traveled from Mississippi, electrified their down-home Delta blues, and recorded it for labels like Chess Records.
Turn your lap down low. Turn your lap down low.
You can still see remnants of this history around town. There's the old Chess Records building on South Michigan Avenue. And then there's the boarded-up house at 4339 South Lake Park Avenue.
This was the house of the blues, you know, that before there was a house of the blues, where, you know, this was the rehearsal house, was the basement.
Barry Dollins directed the Chicago Blues Festival for decades, and the house we visited used to belong to Muddy Waters. The basement was the famous site of countless jam sessions.
So it's sad it's just not been kept up.
Today, the red brick two-flat is in pretty bad shape.
It was depressing just to see that X up there.
That big red X means the house is abandoned and unsafe.
It's sad that there was no forethought in what the significance of this building is and how it could have been preserved and utilized.
In some ways, Muddy Waters' neglected house is symbolic of the overall failure to erect a permanent space honoring any of Chicago's musical heritage. Chicago has a few blues clubs and a handful of family foundations for local heroes like Jimmy Reed and Willie Dixon, but few landmarks are open to the public and artifacts are scattered all over the place.
Why don't we have a blues museum? It comes down to money.
Well, how would you finance it? And where would you put it?
Steve Cushing is the host of the syndicated radio show Blues Before Sunrise. He says Chicago deserves a blues museum, but isn't sure how viable it'll be.
It would seem that you'd want it to be, you know, in a place that was related to, you know, the actual location of blues. But if you put it on the south side, would tourists, would white folks go down there?
If something ever gets off the ground, it won't be called the Chicago Blues Museum. That's because this guy already owns the copyrighted name.
I'm preserving history. They call me the Black Indiana Jones. If I can't find it, doesn't exist.
Greg Parker is a local guitarist who's played with the likes of Mick Jagger and Buddy Miles. These days, he spends most of his time collecting artifacts for traveling exhibitions. I talked to him a few months ago at the former jazz hotspot, the Sutherland Hotel, where he had a temporary exhibit of old black and white photographs of musicians.
I don't need a building to do what I'm doing. I own it. The Blues Museum is a state of mind. It's not a building.
In fact, the address for Parker's museum is a P.O. box number. He once had a storefront space, but won't say why it closed. When I asked when the public could see his whole collection, he got a little defensive.
I don't have an itinerary to tell you where I'm going to be. You might be a thief.
Parker shows how fragmented and disorganized efforts are to showcase the blues in Chicago. Many say the only way to get everyone on the same page and all the artifacts under one roof is to get the city involved. They point out that City Hall moved mountains for the proposed George Lucas Museum and the Obama Presidential Library. So why hasn't it done more for the blues? The Department of Cultural Affairs sent a statement saying that the city celebrates the music with the annual Blues Festival. Every June, the Blues Fest draws hundreds of thousands of people to Grant Park for a weekend of free music. But when I went last year, I heard tourists say that they wished there was more to see while they were in town. Carl Roque came all the way from the Philippines.
I've been to Buddy Guy's place, but that's about it.
Do you think it would be nice to have a blues museum here in Chicago?
Yeah, why not? Maybe it's about time.
Buddy Guy couldn't agree more.
Now, I've been begging for it for almost 30 years.
And according to Buddy, it may be closer than we think. He told me he's been working with some folks who want to build a blues museum.
We already got the building on Navy Pier.
So there's going to be a blues museum?
Blues Experience Museum here in Chicago on Navy Pier.
No one at Navy Pier would comment, but I did get a statement from Tim Wright, co-founder of the so-called Chicago Blues Experience. He says they're close to finalizing the details, but can't confirm when. 2 years ago, there were reports that the same group wanted to build something in the Loop, but it never happened. In the meantime, another blues museum is moving full steam ahead. Built with a mix of public and private funds, the $13 million, 23,000-square-foot space will feature interactive exhibits and a theater for live music. But you won't find it in Chicago. The National Blues Museum is set to open this summer in St. Louis. I'm Yolanda Perdomo.